Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with Kristen Christian, who is a 27-year-old art gallery owner and entrepreneur who created and started the Bank Transfer Day consumer activist movement that calls for a voluntary switch of accounts from big commercial banks to not-for-profit local credit unions. Then we will speak with William K. Black, the former chief prosecutor for the savings and loan disaster of the 1980s. He is the author of The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One, and we will talk about the Bank Transfer Day movement and, since Bill Black spoke Saturday to Occupy LA on the steps of City Hall, we will ask him how the Occupy movement could break the power of the big banks and bring about financial democracy. Then we'll get an analysis of the Cold War between Iran and the United States that is heating up in advance of a report by the International Atomic Energy Agency coming out next week that is expected to provoke calls from hawks in Israel and the United States for a military strike against Iran's nuclear program. Professor Nader Hashimi joins us. He is the author of The People Reloaded, The Green Movement and the Struggle for Iran's Future. We will discuss the covert war underway and what measures short of an all-out war might bring down the Iranian regime. And joining us now is Kristen Christian, art gallery owner and creator of Bank Transfer Day, which is a consumer activist initiative calling for a voluntary switch from commercial banks to not-for-profit credit unions and community banks. The event took place Saturday, November the 5th. Welcome to Background Briefing, Kristen Christian.
Thank you for having me.
And Christian, of course, it was something of a coincidence that your Bank Transfer Day also fell on Guy Fawkes Day, which is at least those from the British Empire, if you will, know as a fireworks and a kind of backhanded way to support or remember anarchism.
That was actually quite an intention there. My family had lived in England for quite a long time, so I was very aware of Guy Fawkes, as I understand many Americans are not. It was the date and imagery were chosen in the hope that the date and imagery would no longer be remembered as a failed terrorist attack or anything violent or negative, but would now be remembered as the date that Americans stood in peaceful solidarity to advocate for their local economies.
So tell me about your movement and tell me about yourself. I mean, what, you're 27 years old and you're an entrepreneur, a businesswoman. How did you come up with this? Political activism and business don't tend to go together.
Well, I think drive and initiative are definitely behind both. I think that's the the common factor, but when I started Bank Transfer Day, it was definitely not meant to become a national or international social movement. I started the event on October 4th and invited 500 Facebook friends, which I expected 200 of which would actually respond. In actuality, CUNA reported that 650,000 new credit union accounts were opened since Bank Transfer Day's inception. So I definitely didn't intend for it to become as big as it did, and did find myself becoming what the artist Alex Schaefer referred to as an accidental hero.
Well, you're getting more than your 15 minutes of fame, though, and you certainly deserve it, Christian. That's an extraordinary transfer already. 650,000 credit union accounts opened. Give us a sense of who the parameters of your movement. I mean, credit unions, small banks. Where do you draw the line between small banks and big banks?
Well, actually, I recommend to all supporters of the Bank Transfer Day movement that credit unions are their best bet. If you don't have a credit union in your area or you don't qualify for one, a truly local bank is better than a corporate bank. But the reasons I recommend credit unions before even local or community banks is that local and community banks still have the same for-profit structure as the big corporate banks and can actually be merged with a corporate bank, whether they're failing or not, without consulting or even notifying customers of the bank. So, you know, like I said, a truly local bank is still better than a corporate bank, but overall your best bet is going to be a not-for-profit credit union.
And can you get all of the services that one would get from a big bank, from a credit union, like credit cards? And I mean, obviously, when you talk about services from big banks, it's all about hidden costs in the small print. And we know that Bank of America was about to charge $5 per swipe of your debit card at any purchaser. They backed away from that. But give us a sense of the difference between the big banks and their hidden fees, and one, the services you'd get from a credit union, and the kind of fees that they apparently don't charge.
Well, it's a common misconception that credit unions offer less services. In fact, moving my funds to, I do my primary banking now with Los Angeles Federal Credit Union, and they serve all Angelenos here in Los Angeles and have been serving Angelenos for 75 years. I do receive all of the same services from LAFCU that I was receiving with Bank of America, meaning I have a debit card, I have online banking, I have mobile banking. The difference is that when I have an issue, when I had an issue with Bank of America, I would call and spend 4 hours on the phone being transferred around, being put on hold, being told that, no, I couldn't get help. When I have an issue, I call LAFCU and someone answers. A human being will answer. And they know me by name. They will directly solve my issues and problems. Another anecdote I'd like to mention, just the basic difference between credit unions and banks. I called my hometown credit union to open an account there, and I didn't tell them who I was or that I was involved with Bank Transfer Day because I wanted to see how they would treat the average person. And in speaking to them and opening my account, I mentioned that my mother was also interested in opening an account, but she isn't in good health and wasn't able to come down that day. The response I received was that the branch manager would be glad to get together with a notary public and go to my mother's house to open her account for her. And now keep in mind, they had no idea who I was. So this is the service that they offer to all elderly or ill people in their service area. And I don't know about you, Ian, but I can't remember the last time I've heard of the branch manager of a large banking institution picking up the notary public and driving them to a customer's home.
Well, Christian, I can't think of a reason why everybody listening doesn't immediately transfer their accounts from the big banks to a local credit union. And how would they do that? Where's the information on where you'd find your local credit union?
I recommend that supporters go to asmarterchoice.org. Or findacreditunion.com to find a credit union near them. I recommend that they do some exploratory work, find out which credit unions in their area have values that are most in line with the consumers. And then at that point, once you've chosen a credit union, speak to them. They are glad to help you. In fact, many of them have what they're calling a switch and save packet and checklists of what information and forms you'll need. In fact, many credit unions will do the heavy lifting for you, and you fill out a couple of forms, and they'll move all of your funds, set up your direct deposit, set up your automatic bill pay. And then from there, just it's very simple to, you know, follow your bank's procedure to close your account. And I would like to remind supporters that I understand today is November 6th. Yesterday was the November 5th deadline. That does not mean that your funds will not make a difference on the local level. Please begin the process as soon as you can.
And, of course, the bank accounts and credit unions are just as protected by the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Commission, as any big bank. So that's worth noting as well. Kristen,
actually, more so that the NCUA is actually more secure than the FDIC, according to an independent Treasury report. And so your funds are still as protected, but the Treasury, the U.S. government, thinks that the NCUA is actually safer than the FDIC. So
NCUA being the National Credit Union Association?
Yes, that the insurance fund they go through, an independent Treasury report indicated that because credit unions actually fail less on average than banks do, that your money is safer with a credit union, and it's still insured up to the same amount as the FDIC, but it's insured through an insurance program that has been proven to fail far less often than banking institutions.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Kristen Christian, and I congratulate you for starting this movement. It's an extraordinary thing that one person can make such a difference. I thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with Kristen Christian, who's an art gallery owner and the creator of the Bank Transfer Day, which is a consumer activist initiative calling for a voluntary switch from commercial banks to not-for-profit credit unions and smaller community banks. The event that she organized took place Saturday, November the 5th, and has been an extraordinary success and will continue to be so. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back in a moment, joined by William K. Black.